Beyond Ways and Means, we're here today to consider three bills, and this is our final meeting that is scheduled for this committee in this legislative session. House Bill 2166 is the first bill that we'll be hearing relating to wildlife fees. I'll open a public hearing and work session on that bill. Ms. James, legislative and analyst, could you give us LFO's recap and recommendation on the bill?
2166 is probably the easiest one I've sent you guys. Last session, the Legislative Assembly changed hunting and angling fees, both by increasing some of those fees and also by creating a package of tags for angling instead of separate ones. And they put a sunset on it so that we could evaluate how it works. We now ask that that sunset be removed and the fee schedule and structure becomes permanent.
Thank you. Questions from the committee to the LFO summary and recommendation? We have a sign-up sheet here. Before we get into a lot of testimony on the bill, what I'd like to say is that the constituent groups, the hunting and fishing groups, have weighed in on this bill. They have no objection to doing this. What I'd like to do at this point is call forward Director Ball from the Department of Fish and Wildlife. Good afternoon, Mr. Director.
Good afternoon, Chair Morgan, members of the committee. My name is Lindsey Ball. I'm the Director of the Department of Fish and Wildlife. House Bill 2166 will allow the Department of Fish and Wildlife to maintain current service levels of service by continuing a $4.6 million funding source for the Department of Fish and Wildlife for this next biennium. It was passed in the 99 session, creating a $6.2 million base of other funds for the department, and did have a sunset clause placed on the bill at that time, and House Bill 2166 would simply remove that sunset. That concludes my testimony, Chair Morgan. I'll respond to any questions that
Representative Krieger.
Mr. Ball, earlier on when you were given the agency overview, we talked about the tag situation where one tag covers everything and they up the fee, and the fact that a guy in Ontario ever comes to the coast is paying for a halibut tag, a salmon tag, or whatever it might be. And I probably get as many complaints about the agency licensing situation regarding that program than anything. I'm going to, of course, vote for this bill. I think we need to be aware that is causing a thorn in the side of many people paying a fee for something they know they can never use. In fact, in some instances, like a halibut season, you might buy your tag in September for fall fishing. You're required to pay a fee to take part in a fishery that's no longer even going to have an open season. So sometime I think we need to revisit it in the future.
Thank you. Senator Dukes, do you have any comments?
Only that I'm prepared to vote for the bill, and if nobody on that list is opposed, because I have to get out of here by 2.
Okay.
I have another commitment.
The next person that signed up is Ken Evans. Mr. Evans, if you could accommodate the good senator.
Very quick. Chair Morgan, members of the committee, my name is Ken Evans, representing the Fisheries Restoration Enhancement Coalition, and we support this effort. We believe that it's necessary for the continuation of the current program service levels, and we appreciate the budgeting process. Didn't get a chance to comment in public hearing on this particular issue. That's why I signed up. I do echo Representative Krieger's comments in regards to this. We'd appreciate at some point in time we could take a look at it and maybe reflect with the individual tags, maybe the necessary funding to implement the programs associated with those tags at the next legislative session.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Okay. And we need Kroc.
He's on his way. He's on his way.
Okay.
As soon as he gets his ice
cream. We are out trolling for voters here.
Good. Hold the next hearing and then just come back.
That's a good point. We could do that.
Oh, hi.
I will now open the public hearing on, let me close the public hearing and work session on House Bill 2166. Open a public hearing on Senate Bill 62. Ms. James.
Okay. Senate Bill 62 was created at the request of the Joint Audit Committee last interim to help deal with the fiscal issues within the Fish and Wildlife Department and the moving of funds between dedicated accounts. It started out to be a bill that would simply change the fish endowment account and put some screens around it. The Dash 7 amendment that you have changes that and expands it to all of the dedicated fund accounts within the State Wildlife Fund. What it does is create a new account that is called the Fish and Wildlife Account within the State Wildlife Fund, then moves all of the dedicated fund accounts into the Fish and Wildlife Account. It also establishes the Fish and Wildlife Deferred Maintenance subaccount under the Fish and Wildlife Account, and that is going to be replacing the Fish Endowment Account. There are some special things that that account will be allowed, that the agency will be allowed to do with that account. They will be able to borrow the principal for a very short term of up to 6 months for cash flow fluctuations. They will also be allowed to borrow interest earnings on the Fish and Wildlife Deferred Maintenance account for up to the term of the biennium, also for cash flow concerns. Other than that, they must repay those funds. When they do borrow the funds, they will be required to pay interest on it, just as they would any other short-term loan, but they will pay the interest back to the State Wildlife Fund instead of paying it to the State Treasury and the General Fund. The amendments also clearly define that principal means things that are specifically directed to that account, and that interest earnings and investment earnings are the earnings on those funds. It also assigns one half of all investment and interest earnings on the State Wildlife Fund to the Fish and Wildlife Deferred Maintenance Account through the end of the 2003-05 biennium. Purpose of that is to increase the principal balance on the account and hopefully make it a sustaining account so that the interest can once again be used specifically for what it was intended to be used, and that is to be used for hatchery maintenance.
Thank you. Questions or comments from the committee members on the LFO presentation on Senate Bill 62? Senator Dukes.
Yeah. Madam Chair, as I'm going through the amendment, I guess I'm a little confused. But my overall interest is to have the agency, I'm not sure what the right verb is here, but use the money, the interest money, for fish hatcheries, and not make it possible for them to use it for regional buildings and other kinds of things. As we've talked about so many times this session, there just isn't anything out there for hatcheries, and we run the serious possibility of closing fish hatcheries and losing federal funding for some of our hatcheries if we don't do something about them and we don't move forward. And this account was originally created for that purpose. Now, we've never had the opportunity to use that money, and now we're broadening it out so that it can be used for other things. And I understand we're dumping other monies in there as well, but I think that you can make an excellent case that we would finally have a fund that we could use that would produce some funds, not huge amounts, but some interest monies for hatcheries, and that we can't afford to take the risk to broaden that out to other kinds of general building maintenance sort of things. If this is all we have, that we need to dedicate it to hatcheries.
Thank you. I appreciate your comments. What I'm going to do now is close the public hearing on Senate Bill 62, open a work session on House Bill 2166. Representative Westland, the chair would accept a motion to move House Bill 2166. Well, Senator Dukes, the chair would accept a motion to move House Bill 2166 to full with a do-pass recommendation.
Without the amendment?
Wait, is there amendments?
Oh, 2166. Never mind.
So okay. Moved, Madam Chair.
We have a motion on the table to move House Bill 2166 to full with a do-pass recommendation. Is there objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion is carried. I will carry the bill in full and on the House side, and Senator Dukes, would you consent to carry in the Senate? Thank you, sirs. If you'd like to stick around for another couple of minutes, we could.
We've got a committee. When you're ready for the vote, come get us, and we'll be happy.
Representative Hayden can come again. I'll reopen the public hearing on Senate Bill 62, and we have Director Lindsey Ball signed up to speak.
Chair Morgan, members of the committee, my name is Lindsey Ball. I'm the director of the Department of Fish and Wildlife. Senate Bill 62 abolishes the former Fish Endowment account and creates the Fish and Wildlife Deferred Maintenance subaccount. This bill will allow the Department of Fish and Wildlife to borrow money from the Deferred Maintenance account to pay for operations in the department at those times when the ending balance and working cash flow are at a low point. It allows us to be able to avoid borrowing money from the state treasury and paying interest rates, or if that wasn't available to us, we would have to cut program and raise our working cash level amount approximately another $4 million level, which would mean we would have to cut program in this biennium to accomplish that. We are in favor of Senate Bill 62, and I would like to say I think it was quite a piece of work on behalf of Ken Rocco.
I would definitely agree with you, Director Ball, that I don't know if bills can be considered as art, but if they can, this is one that should be.
It certainly is. I was quite impressed.
Questions or comments from the committee for Director Ball? Thank you very much. I have also on the sign-up sheet Ken Evans.
Chair Morgan, members of the committee, my name is Ken Evans, representing the Fisheries Restoration Enhancement Coalition. I haven't the A7s in front of me to take a look at specifically, but a couple concerns, and hopefully they've been reflected in the new amendments. In the A and Gross bill, I had a question about subsection 6 of that bill, page 2. It talks about other department facilities, and I would like to, and our group would like to echo Senator Dukes' comments. It's hard to determine what other department facilities are meant by or what it meant in that statement in the bill. And it says, except for maintenance of administrative facilities located in Portland, and I'm assuming Senate Bill 50 is signed by the governor, whether these funds might be used for the new facility in Salem, and we would appreciate the committee maybe in the A7s, hopefully.
I would be very willing, Mr. Evans, to have it put on the record here that the proceeds from the interest on this fund is clearly directed towards maintenance of facilities other than the headquarters, wherever that may be.
Okay. Chair Morgan, thank you very much. Very much appreciate that. Appreciate the members of the committee supporting the bill as well.
Thank you very much. I will close the public hearing on Senate Bill 62 and open a work session on Senate Bill 62. Representative Hayden.
Madam Chair, I move the amendments to House Bill 62 or Senate Bill 62.
And with that just kind of hanging in the air, we will be looking for a couple of senators.
All right.
Well, we need to, if you would be so kind, Representative Hayden, there has been an issue that has arisen that we need to address as a conceptual amendment.
Madam Chair, I withdraw my motion.
On page 6 of the A7 amendments, on line 14, it has come to our attention that unless we fix this, the bill currently reads that except that principal may be expended for maintenance of administrative facilities located in Portland.
Oh, that'd get my
attention. We need to insert the word not after may.
What were you at? Excuse me.
Page 6, line 14.
About the middle of the line.
Oh.
Yeah. So, if you would be
that
so
also
kind,
having the meeting of
Representative, to the amendments and the conceptual amendment to the bill.
Madam Chair.
Representative Hayden.
I move both the conceptual amendment and the written amendments to Senate Bill 62A.
We have a motion to move the A7 amendments as conceptually amended into Senate Bill 62. Is there discussion on the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion is carried.
Madam Chair.
Representative Hayden.
I move Senate Bill 62A as amended to the full Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Hayden has put a motion on the table to move Senate Bill 62 as amended and conceptually amended to the full Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion on the motion? Would the clerk please call the roll?
This would be the slush fund bill.
Aye.
Aye.
The only state agency in Oregon to have one of these.
Aye.
Aye. Chair Morgan?
Aye. And would the clerk please note the absent members as absent? And having the required majority, the motion is carried. I will carry the bill in full. And on the House floor, Senator Farioli, will you carry the bill on the Senate side?
Thank you, ma'am.
Close the work session on Senate Bill 62. Open a public hearing on House Bill 2159. We have three people signed up to speak. Mr. Rocco, could you please give us the LFO summary on House Bill 2159?
Madam Chair, members, House Bill 2159 extends the temporary forest products harvest tax to forest products harvested in calendar years 2002 and 2003. There are blanks in this bill that need to be filled in, and it's typically done after the Department of Forestry's budget is completed. So that based on the level of expenditures approved in the budget, a number is filled in that takes into consideration harvest volumes projected for the next 2 years. I provided you with the bill. The staff measure summaries from the House Committee on School Funding and Tax Fairness and the House Committee on Agriculture and Forestry, where this bill has been previously. There's a memo describing several options for this bill and some proposed amendments that are related to one of the